this one is a special one to me as well. I've known this man for such a long time now, more than a decade. A wonderful story of having a dream and then turning it into an absolute business empire, if you will, in a matter of a generation. With us is Bruce Zoldan of Phantom Fireworks. I'm sure you've heard the ads. Maybe many of you have gone to his store up in Youngstown just off the turnpike. He joins us right now. Bruce, welcome to KDKA.
Good evening, Robert. Nice to be with you.
Absolutely fantastic having you on. He joins us on the 84 Lumber Project Professionals Newsline. I want to give you an opportunity to tell the story and get a bit of background regarding Phantom Fireworks. But before we go with the background, I want to talk about a little bit about where you guys are now. How many stores do you have open where you're open all year long across the country?
Right now we have 62 superstores around the country, meaning they're standalone buildings, most of them state-of-the-art, new-style showrooms. And we also operate about 1,800 seasonal stands and tents that pretty much open up around June 20th and close July 4th. But our 62 superstores are open year-round.
Absolutely amazing. The fireworks industry has grown so much over the years. But your story of having 62 superstores and 1,800 stands on a seasonal basis during the month of June leading up to the 4th of July, that's not where it's always been. In fact, the beginnings of Phantom Fireworks, rather on the humble side, were they not?
Well, I hate to think about all those years that have gone by, but it's been about 40 years. I started selling fireworks out of the trunk of my mother's Chevy Impala, paying my way through college at Youngstown State University, and thought it would be a summer job just to pay my way through school while I'm trying to find my real job in the world. And it obviously worked out differently than I thought. I'm still in the fireworks business, still paying my way through college.
Yeah, I bet. Did you ever think back then when you were doing this, when you were selling the fireworks out of the trunk of your mom's car, that this is something that you would do for the rest of your life?
No, I didn't. And I had a lot of people in the community, well-known people that would come up to me and say, you know, you really have to get a real job. You have to look for something. This isn't really a well-respected business for you to get into, and it's not legal everywhere. And you come from a great family, respected family. I think you should look for something else.
I have no doubts about that one. Bruce Zoldan is with us. He is the owner of Phantom Fireworks, the closest store to us, actually right up the road off the turnpike in Youngstown at one of their superstores just right there. I've done so many shows when I worked in Youngstown from that store and been able to see the operation. For people who haven't been to one, it's kind of like walking into, I don't know, like a small pharmacy, a standalone business designed, with the very latest of design and marketing and security and operations with the latest computers and everything.
Yes, we have invested a lot to make the customer feel very comfortable when they're in a fireworks store. It's much different than in the early days. There were primitive old red barns or some hidden type clandestine building, and people would go in and buy fireworks. Today, when you walk into a Phantom store, it's like walking into a Target store. It's you feel that you're in a very safe environment, and you are.
Mm-hmm.
And we make you feel very comfortable, and we use state-of-the-art technology in every way possible.
Now, when it comes to fireworks, how are they different today as compared to when you first started selling them 40 years ago?
Well, certainly they've become a lot more safe than they were in the early days. In late 60s, the government banned, and rightfully so, items like M80s and cherry bombs and silver salutes. And the government came out with regulations for powder content limitations to make fireworks safer, all types of fireworks safer.
Mm-hmm.
And then we as an industry created an organization called the American Fireworks Standards Laboratory, which even further enhances the safety of firework items. We're like a third-party testing organization where if they're manufactured, let's say most of them in China now, we actually have an independent agency that tests all the products before it arrives in the United States to make sure it not only meets the requirements of the Consumer Product Safety Commission, but even those of them there's a laboratory which are even more restrictive. We knew that was the survival of the firework industry. If it wasn't safe for use by the American public, we wouldn't have the firework industry that we have today, where there are now 46 states open as compared to 13 when I first started in the business.
Would you say that many of the apprehensions that people have when it comes to fireworks are because of what they remember from back in the 60s that you mentioned earlier?
Yes, there's certainly connotation to consumer fireworks, and there's believe me, they're not combs and brushes. They're still an item that you have to use a lot of caution with. Mm-hmm. But if you follow the instructions, if you buy them from a legitimate fireworks store licensed by the state that they're operating in, then you should have a very safe July 4th holiday or whatever celebration that you're using fireworks for. We are the largest retailer of fireworks in the United States, and you would be shocked at the limited number of injuries we've had over the last 10 years, liability claims against our company. We are insured by a AAA company. We have a very good rated insurance company. And it's rare that there's ever a liability case against us. There's more against balloons or other toy items than there are against consumer fireworks.
For a lot of people who are listening right now, that's something that's really hard to kind of get their mind around, that somehow fireworks, where things are, you know, they're hot, they're lit, they're shooting off, and that somehow they would be so much safer than so many other consumer items that people almost take for granted anymore.
Well, let's take a firecracker, for example. In the old days, and I mentioned M80s and cherry bombs, if one accidentally went off in your hand, you would lose a finger or part of your hand.
Mm-hmm.
Today, if you light a firecracker and it goes off in your hand by accident, it won't break the skin. You'll have a flash burn just as you would if you were lighting a match and it touched your finger, or you'd have a burn, and you surely wouldn't want to hold one in your hand.
Right.
If it did go off, it would not break the skin.
Wow. So the technology has come to a point to where the products are safer and safer, but at the same time, the technology has also made them more and more enjoyable to view and to have and to shoot off for the individual, too.
Yes, and I could tell you, based on the facts that I just told you, this past year, the state of Michigan opened up to full-line use of consumer fireworks. The state of Maine opened up to full-line use of fireworks. Kentucky opened up last year. Indiana opened up a couple years ago. There are several other states that are expanding from sparklers to full-line of fireworks. And we're hoping that Pennsylvania and Ohio, who have sparkler laws right now allowing fountains and sparklers, will hopefully expand to allow their citizens to use fireworks.
All right. Bruce Zolden is with us. He is the owner of Phantom Fireworks. Well, from selling fireworks out of the trunk of his mom's car to now having one of the biggest, if not the biggest, retailer of fireworks in the entire country with 62 superstores and 1,800 pop-up stores, if you will, that come around every June for the 4th of July celebration with Phantom Fireworks. Bruce Zolden is also an owner of a sports team, and the team, the Youngstown Phantoms, they play hockey up in Youngstown at the, I believe it's the Covelli Center is what it's called now. Bruce, tell us about your desire to get into sports and how the Phantoms came about. Bruce?
Yes.
Okay. Tell us about how the Phantoms came about.
Well, fortunately, the firework business was so good that I was able to have a little psychotherapy in my life and diversify from hardcore business to sports. And I one day got involved with building an ice arena in Youngstown, Ohio, and shortly after that, somebody said, why don't you get into junior hockey? And I took a shot, and I got into a startup league in Michigan. I think it was a Central Elite Hockey League. And then somebody said to me, why don't you try to get a new arena built in Youngstown and upgrade your level? And there's the North American Hockey League, which is a much higher league. And through a lot of work and through one of our former U.S. congressmen, we were able to get the funding to build a $55 million arena in Youngstown, Ohio. And we upgraded to the North American Hockey League, and that lasted about a year. And the highest Tier 1 hockey in the country, the United States Hockey League, came to me and said, would you consider putting one of our teams? You'd be the furthest east team in the United States Hockey League.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, I was excited with their offer, and we are now part of the United States Hockey League with the Youngstown Phantoms, and we have a great high-level hockey. I have to tell you, we talked fireworks before. I have to admit, there's much more injuries in the hockey business than there are in the fireworks business.
Even from the owner's box?
Well, not so much from the owner's box. We deal with a lot of injuries with our with the hockey game. But it's a lot of fun. It's very high-skilled hockey. And our hockey league and our team are the feeder system to the NCAA Division I and the NHL. We were fortunate last year that one of our players was drafted in the first round by the New York Islanders, Scott Mayfield, and we've had three other players drafted from our team into the NHL. So if you're looking for good hockey and you want to see some young people trying really hard to get into the NHL, into NCAA Division I, the Youngstown Phantoms offer that.
And I can attest to that because for as long as you've had hockey in Youngstown, it's been absolutely amazing. And the facility that that you're playing at the Covelli Center, it is a great place to watch a hockey game. There just really isn't a bad seat in the entire place.
Great. I think anybody that sees our facility is very impressed with what it looks like. It's not just a high school arena. It's a state-of-the-art, high technology, great ice, about 6,000 seats, and you feel that you're in a mini NHL stadium when you're there.
So great hockey, wonderful facility, and there are other enticements that you offer as well for people to make the trip up and experience hockey. Give us an example of what's happening this weekend.
Well, we have three games in the next 6 or 7 days. Friday night we play the Lincoln Stars, Lincoln, Nebraska, and of course that's our value menu day Friday night. So concession stands, much different than professional. We have the $2 popcorn, the $2 sodas, the $3 beers, the $2.25 hot dogs. All of our concession stands are at discount price on Friday night. Sunday, we have a game against the Waterloo, Iowa Blackhawks, and it's called Hounds for Hockey Day. And people are allowed to bring their dogs, and we have a dog pound where the fans can sit with their dogs and watch the game and woof the Phantoms on to victory.
I may have to bring Mouse with me.
Well, we're working along with the animal charity, and they're having a special event to raise some money. So we invited the dogs to come along with them. And on Wednesday, we have our Halloween game.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, it's prize night. Anybody in costumes wins prizes. But anybody that comes that buys a ticket has a chance to get four great seats to the Justin Bieber concert in Pittsburgh on November 20th. So every game we do something special, and I know the fans that come here are very impressed, and they come back again to see games. So if anybody in Pittsburgh is interested in seeing really good hockey at affordable family pricing, the Youngstown Phantoms offer that.
All right, and there's more information available at YoungstownPhantoms.com. YoungstownPhantoms.com, the website. All the offers are available, and a lot more information about fireworks as well. And you have a website for that. Before I let you go, what is the website for the fireworks?
Fireworks.com.
Well, that's real easy to remember for everybody, right? Fireworks.com for the fireworks, YoungstownPhantoms.com for the hockey. Either way, it's an absolutely wonderful family experience. Bruce Zolden, thank you very much for your time tonight, Bruce.
Thank you for having me, Robert. Nice talking with you.
Absolutely. Great talking to you as well. Bruce joins us on the 84 Lumber Project Professionals Newsline. So once again, fireworks.com for the fireworks, YoungstownPhantoms.com for the hockey. Either way, you just could not go wrong.